Chapter 3. Fanny's Arrival at Mansfield Park. Fanny completed her long journey safely. She was met in Northampton by Mrs. Norris, who felt very important at being the one to welcome her and introduce her to her relatives at Mansfield Park. Fanny was small for her age and very timid, but she had a pretty face and a sweet voice. Seeing how timid she was, Sir Thomas tried to welcome her, but he was a rather frightening-looking man and Fanny was immediately afraid of him. Tom and Edmund, who were home at the time, were tall for their age and seemed like men to their little cousin, and Maria and Julia were full of confidence. Fanny was extremely unhappy, afraid of everybody, ashamed of herself and missing terribly the home she had left. Fanny could hardly look up or speak without crying. On the journey from Northampton, Mrs. Norris had told her repeatedly how lucky she was and that she must be very grateful and well-behaved. All this and her tiredness after such a long journey made Fanny feel even unhappier, and she couldn't stop crying until finally she went to bed. "This isn't a very good beginning," said Mrs. Norris when Fanny had left the room. "But it's only natural that Fanny is missing her family. She'll soon feel more comfortable." It took a long time, however, for Fanny to feel more comfortable. The magnificence of Mansfield Park frightened her. She wasn't used to such big rooms, and she was always scared that she would break something. She was frightened of everything and everybody. Lady Bertram was too lazy to make much effort to speak to her, and Maria and Julia were surprised that she was so timid and uneducated. They soon lost interest in her and paid very little attention to her. Every night in her little room, Fanny cried herself to sleep, but she didn't show her unhappiness to the family. One morning, a week after her arrival, her cousin, Edmund, found Fanny crying at the foot of the stairs. "What's the matter, Fanny?" Edmund said kindly. "Are you ill? Is somebody angry with you? Don't you understand your lessons?" For a long time, Fanny wouldn't answer, until finally Edmund asked her about her home and Fanny started to cry even more. "You're missing your family, my dear little Fanny, and that shows that you're a good girl," Edmund said. "But you must remember that you're with relatives who love you very much and want to make you happy. Let's go for a walk in the garden and you can tell me all about your brothers and sisters." Edmund soon found out that it was her brother William that Fanny talked about most. William was a year older than Fanny and her mother's favourite son. He was Fanny's constant friend and companion, and she missed him terribly. "I promised to write to him," Fanny explained, "but I don't have any paper, and I don't like to ask for some." "If that's the problem, I'll give you everything you need to write your letter," said Edmund. "Let's go and do it now." They went to the study, where Edmund helped Fanny write her letter. When she had finished it, he also wrote a few words to William and even put a little money in the envelope for him. Afterwards, they sat and talked, and Edmund began to find his cousin interesting and to understand her better. From that day on, Fanny felt more comfortable at Mansfield Park. She felt that she had a friend, and Edmund's kindness to her made her happier with the rest of the family. The house began to be less strange and the people less frightening. The other Bertram children didn't intend to be unkind to the little girl. Tom, aware of his importance as the eldest son, was only interested in himself. When he was at home, he sometimes teased Fanny or gave her a small present, but apart from that, he didn't take much interest in her. The two girls, Maria and Julia, couldn't understand their cousin's ignorance and often spoke about it to their mother and aunt. Lady Bertram only smiled at her clever daughters, But Mrs. Norris took every opportunity of telling her nieces how superior they were and of reminding Fanny of her inferiority. For a long time, Fanny had very little contact with her own family, though she thought of them often and received news of them with interest. Sir Thomas's continued kindness to them gave her great satisfaction. Her uncle paid for her brother's education, and when they left school, he helped to find them suitable positions at work. Edmund and Fanny spent as much time together as possible, even after Edmund left to study at university. He was constantly kind to her and tried to bring out her good qualities, and he gave her advice, encouragement, and consolation. Edmund helped her with her lessons, encouraged her to read books, and discussed ideas with her. Fanny loved Edmund more than anyone else in the world, except William. She divided her love between the two of them.